Welcome to a new program, new gossip program in this 2022.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, because we are in a new year, but we are still here. You are listening Mustard FM 89.6. And today with
Lucas,
we have a program, a special program that I hope everyone listened before, because we have waited 10 days to record this program to don't say any spoiler. So, dear listener, if you haven't watched Harry Potter special 20th anniversary, don't listen this program.
After, yes, of course. But
after,
no.
Yes. Because maybe, I don't know, maybe we talk about some things that they said in the program.
Yeah,
and
maybe a few spoilers. It's not like if it was a movie or something like that, but still, it's probably better to watch it before.
Yes, because they talk about different facts and experience, their experience. And for example, for me, it was not shock, but the first movie was in 2001.
Yeah.
I was 11 years old. You weren't born.
Almost, but no.
You weren't born. And it's like, oh my God, I don't remember anything about the movies.
Yeah, but like 20 years ago, come on.
Yeah, but okay, the first one, yes, because I think it's one of the most movies that I watched.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But maybe the last one, okay, was the last one was 10 years ago. But it's easy to say 10 years, but it's a lot of time. It's too much time.
Yeah.
And I don't know, maybe, okay, we watched with Lucas together the special reunion or special program about Harry Potter. And I confess, listeners, I cried because it was so emotional to see the cast, some people 20 years after the movies, 10 years at least.
Yeah, 10 years since the... Yeah, because the last movie was released in 2011, so also like 10 years.
Yes, 10 years.
Yeah, they were doing movies about Harry Potter during a decade, and then they had a decade about like nothing, but still the success of Harry Potter. And then after all that, they are discussing like their first scenes that they had together, or even the like to be taken, like the auditions. Like about the auditions when they met for the first time. So they all did like 11, they were like all around 11, all at the beginning.
Yeah, because maybe the Hugh fans, they knew it, but I didn't know it. When they were making the cast, they had every person, but they didn't have Harry Potter.
Yeah.
And it was suddenly the director in the first movie was Chris Columbus. He said in the program, he was in his room hotel and he was watching a movie and he saw Dan in the movie and he said, okay, he is Harry Potter.
Harry Potter!
Harry Potter!
Harry Potter. Yeah, but they even said that like at least all the three main actors, no, even more, like the actors who are playing Harry, Ron, Hermione, or even Neville or Luna, they are almost all saying why they are really their characters.
Yes. Like
they not only fit, but most of the time they are really what they play.
Yes, because throughout the years, you met the real person.
Mm-hmm.
Like Emma Watson, yeah. Rupert Grint. They talk in the program like, okay, yes, I feel like Ron. For example, Rupert Grint, when he is explaining when I think was in the third film, Alfonso Cuarón told them, okay, you know more about your character than me, because for me it's the first movie, but for you it's the third movie. Oh, okay, I want to know more the characters and also your real person.
Yeah, your vision of your character.
Yes, your point of view. And you should to write an essay about your character. And Rupert Grint didn't do anything. Like Ron, the same behavior.
He said it as an excuse, like, yeah, but it was fitting with my character, but I don't think that Ron would have done this essay, so I didn't.
Yes. The program is almost 2 hours.
Yeah.
When I watch it, I didn't feel like, oh, 2 hours. I'm wasting two hours of my time. No.
It was well written. I don't know. Well structured, maybe also.
I don't know. I think I would have liked to see all together in the same room.
Yeah.
I mean, the actors, and they are part of the program because we can see Tom Felton, Emma Watson, Rupert Grint, Daniel Radcliffe, the twins, Sirius Black.
But usually we can see them only by groups of three, two, three in general.
Yeah, like small chattings. Yeah. Two people. For example, I love the part that Helena Bonham Carter is chatting with Tom Felton in the Slytherin room. And also when she's talking with Daniel Radcliffe. But I don't know, maybe if they were all together, like doing quiz about movies.
I don't know how they decided to do that. Maybe COVID also. More simple.
Maybe.
I don't know, but
we can compare with Friends Reunion. They did it last year. It's different because they were only six during the series, and always the main characters were six, and it's easier to record with only six people.
So, well, I didn't watch neither Friends, neither the Reunion. So how the Reunion in itself, how was it compared to Harry Potter Reunion?
You can compare because they are both reunions, but it's different because, Friends was a series with the same main characters, six friends. And sometimes during the reunions appears other characters. But for example, in Harry Potter, I think, it's my opinion, my point of view, the main characters are three, Ron, Harry, and Hermione.
I'm Hermione Granger.
But there are more characters that maybe they aren't the main characters, but they are more important for the story. For example, the actress who played the Professor McGonagall, she didn't go. She didn't appear in the reunion. Yeah. Maybe because, I don't know, she's old. Maybe she was busy. Who knows?
Yeah.
And for me, this character is important.
Well, we can see her from the first to the last movie and books.
Also with the character of Dumbledore. As you know, it's not the same character from the two first movies, but he was in six movies, and he wasn't in the reunion. We don't know why. He couldn't be part. Maybe he didn't want to be part.
Or maybe they couldn't invite everyone, because if not, it would be a series of reunion. Because it was almost 2 hours with the three main characters speaking almost all the time, or with others, but they were almost in every little reunion. So if you add every character that have an importance, it would have been very long.
And it's hard because it's easy to meet with people in little groups. Maybe for that reason they did that. And also they did, for this 20th anniversary, the tournament in the website. It was different.
Yeah, it was different.
And also the reality show, the program. And in the program we could see Tom Felton, but it was a recording.
Yeah.
Also this, I don't know how is the name, Matthew Lewis, who is Neville in the movie. He was also in a recording, right?
Yes. He was in reality in the reunion.
Yes.
And he was in a recording in the reality show.
Yeah, maybe he record the part of the tournament when they record the reunion, because I don't know when exactly they record the reunion. Maybe it was in October or November. I have no idea. The unique person that it was in real life in the tournament was this guy.
Youngblood.
Yes, this guy.
Yeah.
If you are a huge fan of Harry Potter, doesn't matter the importance of the character for you. It's exciting to see or to meet someone that he or she was part of the movie, no?
Yeah, of course. it's all your childhood or teenage years, I don't know, these movies. And suddenly, 10 years after the release of the last movie, mm-hmm. you can see a real actor.
Alohomora!
If you remember this sentence with Lucas, we did a program about Harry Potter, the phenomenon of Harry Potter around the world. And we talk about the movies, the books, also the theater.
Ah, yes.
Uh-huh. And how they build this phenomenon around the world and how many people, no matter the age, because yeah. there are people older than others, and Harry Potter is a book and also a movie. You can read and you can watch whatever your age, and you can share the movie or this time watching the movie with your father and also with your kids if you have kids. And yeah. also it's an heritage that also in the reunion they talk about that. Helena Bonham Carter told to Daniel, her kid, every Sunday he watch Harry Potter because it's his safe place. And Daniel say, yes, maybe if I have on my hypothetical kids, maybe in the future, they will watch my yeah. movies.
Yeah, yeah, they were talking about that, about the link and about the, that it's a lot about family also that you can, and but okay, maybe the first movies and books often the a bit more, okay, not old, but older than teenagers, mm-hmm. let's say people, are not really into it. But then when they are kind of forced by their children or friends to read it, then they are also really into it. So, yeah, like also the actor who played Hagrid, so Robbie Coltrane, said that for him, probably like in 50 years, even if sadly he will probably not be here because he's already kind of old. Mm-hmm. But for him in 50 years, it's very probable, but there will be still Harry Potter books and
yes,
children like will read Harry Potter in 50 years. So it's
yes.
also maybe that the phenomenon of Harry Potter is that, okay, it was already for the books 20 years, more than 20 years ago, because the first book was released in 1997. But still today, like we can see like new Harry Potter shops are opening all around the world. So it's not the beginning of the end. It's the...
Yes, and you are a good example because when the book was released was in 1997. I don't remember when I read the first book. Maybe 1 year later or 2 years. I don't remember exactly. But I remember when I went to the cinema to watch the first movie because it was in 2001.
Yeah.
And you are a good example. And also my siblings, because my brother was born in 2001, the same year that the movie was came
yeah.
out. They are huge fans of Harry Potter. And they didn't know but leave the...
Yeah, we didn't leave at the same time as
yes.
Harry Potter. Like, you more, like, hmm. you lived almost at the same time as they grew up, let's say. First, yeah, maybe we're kind of a second generation of Harry Potter fans.
But the feeling is the same for
yes,
me. Because
yeah.
you can buy everything, you can find every merchandising of Harry Potter in every store. Because sometimes you are a huge fan of some kind of movies, but you can find the merchandising, for example, in a specific store. But with Harry Potter, it's not in this way. You can find Harry Potter in the supermarket if you want.
Yeah.
And yes, it's still alive.
Yes.
And also for them it's complicated. I didn't know, for example, one fact that it was hard to but at the same time I understood. When it was, I think, in the fourth or fifth movie, Emma Watson, she wanted to give up.
Yeah, yeah, she wasn't sure if she wanted to continue to do mm-hmm. the movies. Like, it was in a, I don't know, in kind of break between two movies. They finished one, they didn't start another. And she was, yeah, she was having a lot of questions about, okay.
Yeah, because the fame is hard. And she was a kid when she started, and she didn't realize that the fame was there. But then when she was a teenager, because in the fourth movie, or she was 14 or 15 years old, you are more conscious, and she was suffering this part of the fame.
Yeah.
Also, it's good to say that because when you are a kid and you start to work in television or making movies, for them it's a play, but you have to be near people and they take care of you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what they were saying also a bit about in the first movies, at least, maybe the first ones. They said that all the other actors and producers, they were doing everything in order for them to feel like it was not really a work, but like they were playing, joking. Mm-hmm. And so in that way also, because it's in all their childhood, like doing this. So, okay, first, it's very unusual. And second, it's a bit, overwhelming. I think it was Rupert Grint, so the actor who played Ron, who was saying that he realized almost at the end, I think, but also a bit during all the time, that sometimes he was a bit lost, confused between like his character, Ron, and himself, and he wasn't sure anymore like what he wanted and everything. And that's...
I wanted to say that because in your teenage, you are looking for your personality. You are making your personality. And they were playing a character similar of them.
Yeah, but still.
But it's not them.
No. Mm-hmm.
And it was hard for them, like, okay, I'm not Ron. I'm Rupert Grint. What things I like? Yes, it's hard. Now I was thinking, okay, there are a lot of actors and they start very young and they finish their lives or their young lives so bad.
Yeah.
There are many examples. And now I can't say any name from Harry Potter franchise.
Yeah, I don't know, but maybe because it was that long and they were doing, like, it was, okay, for the main characters at least, all the time the same ones, like at least Harry, Ron and Hermione and the actors were always together, almost.
Mm-hmm.
And they were saying that it was like family between them, but also between like the producers and everything. And probably that it can help, because on a long period like that, you need something to hold on to. Because maybe also like if actors are beginning very young, if they are doing like one movie at a time,
mm-hmm.
and then a very different one, maybe it's more difficult to find the...
Yeah, the balance or...
Yeah.
Hmm. Yes, because they grow up together and they live the same things together. In the reunion, they said they didn't talk each other about these feelings.
Yeah, because they were saying, like, okay, I was a child, we were children. So at that period, like, we don't really think about saying, oh, are you okay? Like, do you feel okay about all this? And even when they had these feelings, they were saying that, they didn't think that the others also can have exactly the same.
Yeah, because I think it was because they didn't feel that they were working.
Yeah.
For them, it was a play. Okay, when they were older, yes. But when they start, they felt, okay, we are playing and we are here having fun. I mean, for that reason, they didn't notice that, okay. Because I think it wasn't a bad feelings. It was like more confused because when you are a teenager, it's a hard period of our lives. And we are so confused, like in general. Can you imagine if you are like playing a character? Everybody around the world knows you.
Yeah.
It's so hard.
Yeah, of course. After that, you can understand why some, like you said before, young actors, after when they begin very young, turns like not so good after.
Mm-hmm.
Because of, yeah.
And what about when Emma and Tom, they said, okay, she was my platonic love. They say they didn't have anything.
No, never, never, never.
Never, 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 never.
Yeah. But still, there is love between them, like as friends forever, because they are like linked.
Yes, it's nice. Who knows in the future?
Yeah, but still, like, for example, if, like, Rupert Grint, Daniel Radcliffe, Emma Watson, and Tom Felton, they are together. Well, okay, they maybe didn't see each other a lot since the end of this, but they know each other since, a bit more than 20 years,
mm-hmm.
and they still have, like, very good relationships.
Yeah, they make this friendship each other and they are still friends, and that's good. They spend 10 years together.
Yeah, 10 years.
It's a lot of time.
Yeah.
And in a different situation, because, okay, I have friends from the kindergarten, but when you are an actor, you play a lot with your own feelings.
Yeah.
Okay, you have to create different feelings, but also it's part of you, it's your body, it's your voice.
Yeah,
I don't know how to explain it. And yes, it's a different way. And Emma Watson say who she felt more confident is with Tom Felton. Who knows in the future if they start a relationship or not?
Well, no, but like I don't know any gossip about anyone if they are not with anyone, both of them.
I read this morning an article. They say when Emma Watson and Rupert Grint were chatting about their kiss, they said it was horrible. It was the most horrible thing that I had to do it during the films. And Rupert told her, "I love you as a friend." And she was, "Yeah, yes, I love you as a friend also, la, la, la." But when Tom said to Emma, "I love you," he didn't add as a friend. And people, you know, people gossips. We are in gossip for that reason. I want to talk about that. People were, "Oh, he didn't say as a friend. Maybe, who knows? Maybe he's fell in love, still falling in love with her. Maybe, who knows?" But, you know, sometimes maybe you are falling in love with someone, but it's not the best moment to start a relationship.
Yeah. I don't know. They manage how they want.
Yes, exactly. If they want to be a couple, okay, perfect. And if they don't want to be a couple, perfect too. And watching the program, which character was the most impressive? Like, I mean, when I saw Sirius Black, was, "Oh, he's so old now, okay, 10 years, no more," because he was in the third and fourth film, I don't know, 15 years ago.
Yeah.
And I don't follow.
No, but he's also like, his face in general is not really the same. Because,
no.
For example, I still don't know the name of the actor, but the actor who played Arthur Weasley.
Ah, yes.
For me, okay, he looked older, a lot of white hair and everything, mm-hmm. but his face in general looked the same.
Also with Hagrid, okay, because in Harry Potter, he wore this big beard and it's notorious, it's different. How looks now and how looked in the movies in the past. But the face is the same, the eyes is the face. But yes, with Sirius Black, it's totally different because...
Yeah.
He's older, and also in the movies he was so slim.
Yeah.
And maybe for that, because when you gain weight, sometimes
of course.
Your face can change a little bit. But yes, true. Also with the actor who plays Voldemort.
Yeah, because but for him it's also a bit different because, mm-hmm. okay, a lot of makeup without nose, and then...
If you see the photo, it's a renovel, it's like, he looks like, he's Voldemort.
But can you imagine, he told that at first he wanted to do the role of Professor Lockhart.
Yes. And also with the father of Draco Malfoy, Lucius Malfoy.
Ah, yes.
He didn't want to play a bad character because he was in Peter Pan movie, Garfield Captain. I don't know if it's in English Garfield Captain. I think it's no different name because in Spanish it's Capitán Garfield. I don't know.
I think Crouch. I'm not sure.
Crouch. Okay,
but
the Captain. We don't know the name in English, sorry. And he said in the reunion, "I was a bad character in a child movie. I didn't want to be another child bad character. But when they proposed me to be Lucius Malfoy, it was... good, and thankfully, I did it." And it's so funny when they, also Tom and he, they are remembering the scenes that they had together.
Yes.
Like father and son. And Tom say, yes, I was so afraid because he looked so bad. But at the same time, he was like, action, he was so bad and he was playing like a bad person. And when the essence finished, he was so warm and he was so kind.
I'm telling you, it was the worst thing ever, like being really a bad person, like during the cast when it's action, because he have to be like that, and a really warm person the other time, because it's like, okay, is he a normal person? Like,
yeah, but this part of, come on, in the first movie, no, Tom is older than Daniel and Edmund.
Yes, like
3 years more than Emma Watson, yes. And in the first movie, he was 14, but it's still a kid. And coming back to the tournament, the reality show, what do you think about? Do you like it?
In general, yeah. But it was, okay, a bit too much a reality show. For me, the reunion, for example, if we compare, even if it's totally different, but I prefer the reunion because it was more true, I don't know, honest. Probably true that at some moment in the reunion it was planned that they were saying things like
yes.
that. But we could see that at some moment, like they had relations, I don't know how they were talking with each other. And it was not fake, like they were really happy to see each other and everything. And for me, the reality show was more... Well, a reality show.
Yeah, it's a reality show. Yes, the reunion was more emotional. We can see how they explain or remember things, and they also cry in the reunion. And they share with each other and with the audience their feelings and their real emotions and their relationship with each other. And it's good, and for the fans, it's good. You can see the tournament, you don't need to pay attention in the details, for example.
Yeah.
And, okay, I say that when I finish to watch the tournament, spoiler alert. In the tournament, in the reality show, the winner is Hufflepuff.
Yeah.
And Gryffindor was the first...
To be eliminated.
Yes. And the second was Slytherin. No, was Ravenclaw. The final was between Slytherin and Hufflepuff. Yes. Yeah. But, okay, they did some strange thing because the tournament is 4 episodes. In the first episode was a battle between Gryffindor and Hufflepuff.
Yeah.
And Hufflepuff passed to the final game.
Mm-hmm.
In the second episode was Slytherin versus Ravenclaw. Ravenclaw passed directly to the final game. The third episode was a battle between Gryffindor as the Slytherin. And for me it was, okay, that battle was planned. The most famous houses...
Yes.
Are Gryffindor and Slytherin because of Harry and Draco Malfoy. This kind of battle that they have each other. And there is this rivalry between the fans also. Because maybe with Hufflepuff or Ravenclaw, it's not too much the rivalry.
Yeah, no. Now, even in the books, they are saying that it's less than between Gryffindor and
exactly.
Slytherin.
For me, this third episode was planned. And in this episode, Gryffindor lost. And Slytherin passed to the final game. And in this final game, it was a battle between Slytherin and Hufflepuff. And Hufflepuff win. In the website tournament, the winner is Ravenclaw.
Yeah.
And for me, it's a way to say, okay, you are important also.
Yeah, but... This I don't know, because technically on the website, so I don't know, we didn't say it before, I think, but yeah, there was on the website, so Wizarding World quizzes during 3 weeks, three different quiz, and if you have an account of Wizarding World, you can participate to your own house to win points, and then to have like more points. And in that, well, yeah, Ravenclaw wins and Hufflepuff, we will last.
But you won.
Yeah, I won
the reality show. Yes, and in the reunion, we cannot see any member of the cast from Ravenclaw or Hufflepuff.
Yeah, true. We can see only extract from the movies or like people like Hagrid, Sirius Black. But he was in Gryffindor. Hagrid was in Gryffindor also.
I have no idea. But they don't count how students. Come on.
No, they were Luna.
Ah,
Luna,
but...
Luna is in Ravenclaw.
Oh, yes. True. True. Okay. Yes, I was wrong. Yes. One.
Yeah.
Okay, but in the reality show, one of the actors and they appears to say, oh, you are doing well, is a ghost of Hufflepuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For me, it was like, okay, you are important also.
Yes.
You are the winner of the tournament because you are the cleverest students in Hogwarts. So, listeners, this was our gossip program about Harry Potter. You can listen our cultural program about Harry Potter on Spotify, and you can follow us on Instagram, MustardFM. Thank you, Lucas, to share with me your knowledge of Harry Potter.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure to watch together the tournament and the reunion, and also do this program. And see you next week. Bye.
Bye.